Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 12th, 2018. It is Veterans Day. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. David will return tomorrow at his regularly scheduled time. You're watching InfoWars. Well, folks, as we know, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, war is peace, and nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. That's right. The French President Macron, Jupiter himself, the new Sun King of France, has gone full Orwell in his attempt to discredit nationalism and Trump. That's one of our main stories, as well as the massive, absolutely outrageous California wildfires that we will be breaking down in detail. And then, of course, the Florida recount that, if you can call it a recount, I guess that's a nice way of saying, let's watch the Democrats try to steal another election. First, we go to this report by John Brown.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The trucks coming in, protesters trying to block the magic trucks. Heard of magic carpets? These are magic trucks. Donald Trump says the authorities are investigating possible election fraud in Florida. It's all up for grabs now. And the same thing is happening in Arizona. I tell you, Roger, they were smart to concede, but then really not technically concede. So we all moved along. I mean, these folks are deceptive, man. And they're getting more wily about it, aren't they?
Well, Alex, it's really an extraordinary situation. We had a meeting last night of attorneys and activists and others with extensive experience in vote counts, both here in Florida and elsewhere. I watched Don Lemon pummel some poor woman online when she tried to make the case that there's a history of voter fraud in this county.
It's been another day, honestly, of lies, lies, lies.
But let me point out that in the Democratic primary for Congress 2 years ago, between Deborah Wasserman Schultz and progressive Tim Canova, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a lawsuit proved that the Board of Elections had hidden and destroyed ballots. They won that lawsuit, and then before the court-ordered recount could take place, the Broward County Board of Elections, under the direction of Brenda Snipes, destroyed all of the evidence. So we have a New York Post story yesterday reporting that a box of provisional ballots was mysteriously found by a school teacher and turned over to the Broward County Board of Elections. In the recent Republican primary for Congress within Broward County, the Broward County Board of Elections refuses to give the candidates or the parties a breakdown of the early vote, a breakdown of the absentee vote, a breakdown of the election day vote. There's just more and more historical evidence of corruption in this county. And therefore, those who are saying, oh, the Republicans speak of voter fraud with no history or evidence, there's a long and rich history.
That's right. It's been found in court repeatedly. Now, you are the expert. You live there. You run a lot of elections there, a lot of campaigns. I mean, I could not think of a better person to be here other than if we could get the Democrats that are famous for stealing to have them come on and admit to what they're doing. People are not buying this. I mean, I covered all the elections, as you know, for 20-plus years, Roger. And over again in Broward County, they magically trucks are found. They're always find trucks in Democrat Party hands that are almost all magically votes for the Democrats. I mean, and then a phalanx of a train of trucks then all show up and are driving in to deliver a Senate seat, a governor's seat, and some other seats to the Democrats. This is unbelievably ridiculous.
Well, and last night I publicly urged Governor Rick Scott to order the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's our state police, to impound the ballots immediately, to take control of the ballots immediately.
See the full report on InfoWars.com, and that is by John Bounds. Stay with us. We cover the California wildfires on the other side.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, November 12th, 2018. It is Veterans Day, a special good morning to all the veterans out there. Thank you so much for your service. And we'll get in a little bit later in the show into some of the veterans' issues that really should be on the forefront of our political discussions. Of course, they are relegated to the very back because, well, frankly, there's a lot of reasons, and we'll get to those later in the show. But I do want to get to these California wildfires. The images coming out of California are breathtaking in their destruction. Honestly, just the sheer size of these fires really is something to behold. The cause of the fires has not yet been determined. There's talk of downed power lines that may have been the initial, the instigation of these fires. And of course, we have President Trump pointing out that the fires are really exacerbated by poor forest management. And a lot of people are calling him out, saying that that is somehow dissing the people in the fire, that's somehow dissing the firefighters. An absolutely ridiculous claim. And in fact, President Trump, once again, is correct. Now, of course, this is a terrible disaster. And the fact that the government might have a hand in it is probably not a surprise to you. But let's get into some of these numbers in terms of the people affected in the fires. More than 200 people were missing early on Monday. At least 31 people have been killed. And more than a quarter of a million evacuations have been ordered. The so-called Camp Fire, 40 miles northwest of Sacramento, burned down more than 6,700 homes and businesses in the town of Paradise. Essentially, the town of Paradise has been all but wiped off the map, incredibly. More structures than any other wildfire recorded in California. The fires burned more than 111,000 acres and has only 25% contained by late Sunday. Officials said this particular death toll of 29 in the Camp Fire equals the Griffith Park Fire in 1933, making it tied for the deadliest wildfire on record in California. At least 85,500 acres and 177 structures have been destroyed in Southern California, and that blaze was only 15% contained. And at least two people have died in that fire, according to the officials of the statewide agency CAL FIRE. The fire has forced the authorities to issue evacuation orders for more than a quarter million people in Ventura and Los Angeles counties and beachside communities, including Malibu Beach Colony. Now, President Trump, in a tweet, lobbied criticism on Governor Brown and says the first responders. That's not really the case. But President Trump says there was no reason for the state's massive, deadly fires. He pinned the blame on poor forest management, and he threatened to cut off federal aid. Now, Brown reminded presidents on Sunday that the vast majority of untamed land in California is under federal or private control. But, Brown says, get this, no amount of forest management can prevent climate change. That's right. The largest fires in the history of his state are killing people at an unprecedented level. causing evacuations of 250,000 people, and Governor Brown is concerned about climate change. Why am I not surprised? I wonder how good it is for the environment to see millions of tons of wood and foliage and all this stuff go up in smoke and put that into the atmosphere. Do you think that's good for the environment, or do you think a little bit of forest management would have prevented this incredible amount of pollution from getting into the atmosphere? And just speaking about the pollution for a second, these fires are, it says, dangerously polluting the air, and some cities are actually handing out masks. And this is just something that you should always have on hand, is some sort of, you know, if nothing else, just a paper gas mask. Of course, we sell very high quality ones at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we don't want to turn, you know, a natural disaster into a money making opportunity. That's not what this is about. It's about being prepared for any eventuality. And in this case, it's something that you don't even think about, that you can escape a fire. You can, you know, get out of the way if you're quick enough, but you might be 100 miles from this fire and still have your air absolutely polluted by just the sheer amount of ash and smoke going into the air. So, you know, and when you don't have it, of course, you rely on the government to hand out your these little plastic or paper masks that might not actually do that much to stop you from breathing in. It might allow you to breathe a little easier, but there's still going to be a ton of particulate, you know, getting into your lungs through that. And this is interesting. Tesla apparently has in their in some of their new cars a bioweapon defense mode that, of course, when it was revealed, was more or less laughed at by people in the industry as sort of a gimmick or some sort of just marketing scheme. It says here, bioweapon defense mode incited a notable amount of lighthearted laughter from the audience when Elon Musk announced the feature for his Model X. During the vehicle's unveiling, Musk candidly stated that the function is possible due to the Model X's incredibly large HEPA filter, which is around 10 times as large as those of a regular fossil fuel powered car. Tesla noted that the bioweapon defense mode, which was later added on the Model S, is 100 times more effective than the premium automotive filters, removing at least 99.97% of fine particulate matter and gaseous pollutants, as well as bacteria, viruses, pollen, and mold spores. Well, that's proving invaluable to the owners of that car as they try to escape these fires. They're finding that this bioweapon defense mode actually is proving invaluable in its ability to shield them from the toxic fumes that are emitted by these massive, massive fires. And of course, once again, I would point you to InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, where we have HEPA filters in stock and ready to be purchased. I know in California, I was talking to some friends from California this weekend saying basically the entire city, the entire state basically smells like a campfire. Sounds incredibly unpleasant. Of course, that is the least of your worries if you are in the path of these fires. Pepperdine University had a harrowing night last night where they were many of the students were hunkered down, huddled in the library, and some of the outbuildings themselves were catching fire, or at least starting to catch fire, as the firefighters there were really putting on a Herculean effort to beat back this this ravaging fire from the university. Thank God they were successful in beating it back and holding that line and not allowing that to overcome the university, where there were still students and faculty hunkering down. Just really heartbreaking stories of people leaving pets on the beach, fleeing their homes and just everything they've ever owned or you know, spent their lives building is just absolutely destroyed in just, you know, mere minutes. And of course, once again, President Trump tweeting that this was the fault. I'll just quote him directly. This is the tweet from Donald Trump. There is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California except that the forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given every year, and with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forest. Remedy now or no more Fed payments. And he says, with proper forest management, we can stop the devastation currently going on in California. Get smart. Now, this was picked up by a lot of celebrities in California, and we'll get to their reaction on the other side of this break, as well as why Trump turns out to be correct, believe it or not. Now, I won't say necessarily he's correct, that maybe removing federal funds from these situations is the best thing to do, but there needs to be some sort of control mechanism to make sure that these funds are being used properly and are actually being used to save lives, because as they're being used right now, lives are not being saved, they're being lost. We'll get it, we'll break it all down on the other side. Later, we have people in Florida. We'll be monitoring that. We'll get to all the news after this. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products, and we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Your
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nice to be a liberal. It must be nice to have to feel no need to adhere to reality whatsoever. To just be able to make up your own version of events, to hear Donald Trump say something and just interpret it however you want and have no one call you on it, no one question you about it, no one say, well, actually that's exactly what he didn't say. Mr. or Mrs. Hollywood celebrity. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching or listening to The David Knight Show on InfoWars. I'm sitting in for David today. He will be back tomorrow at his normal time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. But getting back into these California wildfires and the response that Donald Trump had to these wildfires, as well as the response to Donald Trump's response to these wildfires. Once again, I'll just read Donald Trump's tweet that is causing all the fuss. He says, there is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because gross mismanagement of the forest. Remedy now. Now, my question to my listeners, do you hear in that statement anything about politics? Is this a partisan statement? I don't hear anything about politics. I don't hear anything about Republican versus Democrat. I don't hear anything about vote for me and I'll do it better. I simply see there is nothing about politics. There is nothing insulting or talking down to or in any way minimizing the victims of this or the first responders or anything like that. And we can see that. We can read the tweet. We can see exactly what it says. He's criticizing the forest management as being the cause of these deadly fires, which I remind you have killed at least 29 people in one fire and 200 people are still missing. Our hearts and prayers go out for them. Hopefully they're found safe and are able to escape the hellish conditions that these fires create and just the worst possible death you can imagine. I really goes out for these people. And so you want to find out what the cause of these fires are. You want to be able to prevent these fires. You want to be able to do something proactive to understand and remedy the cause of this incredible tragedy. When Donald Trump does that, however, what do you think the response is? Of course, from Governor Brown, we saw it is to blame climate change. Of course, it's to blame climate change. Hurricane, it's climate change. Wildfires, it's climate change. Lose your keys, climate change. That's how these people think. Here's some responses to Donald Trump's statement that it's forest management and lack thereof that has caused these fires. From Harold Scheitberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters, says, quote, his comments are reckless and insulting to the firefighters and people being affected. What is it like, folks, to have no connection to reality? What is it like to hear Donald Trump say, you know, it's the lack of forest management. It's the fact that they leave all of this flammable material and they don't do any controlled burns. We've eliminated all the predators. And so you have all the deer and everything just able to completely destroy the undergrowth, which doesn't allow new things to grow. I mean, he's talking about a systematic problem where we are not managing our forests correctly. And somehow this guy, Harold Scheitberger, says his comments are reckless and insulting to the firefighters and people being affected. I really don't understand this. I really don't. It's like going to the doctor and they say, hey, you know, you're unhealthy because you're smoking. And it's like the person is like, well, why are you attacking me, doctor? Well, why are you judging me? Why are you, you know, telling me it's my fault. It's like, well, I'm telling you the cause to try to save your life. What is wrong with that? It's funny, I use that example, but honestly, you know, with the health at any size movement, that is really what happens in a lot of times where these doctors say, well, you know, you're unhealthy because you are incredibly overweight. You are obese, in fact. And they say, how dare you? How dare you insult me like that? Continuing, the president of the California Professional Firefighters said that the message is an attack on some of the people fighting the devastating fires. Well, no, it's not. He says, quote, the president's message attacking California and threatening to withhold aid to the victims of the cataclysmic fires, never did that, is ill-informed. He says it's ill-informed. So here he misquotes President Trump and then calls him ill-informed, ill-timed, and demeaning to those who are suffering, as well as the men and women on the front lines. This is Brian K. Rice. In my view, he says, this shameful attack on California is an attack on all of our courageous men and women on the front lines. He says the assertion that California's forest management policies are to blame is dangerously wrong. Wildfires, he says, are sparked and spread not only in forested areas, but in populated areas and open fields, fueled by parched vegetation, high winds, low humidity, and geography. Well, has the geography changed recently? No. Are these high winds particularly caused by anything such as climate change? No, not really. And in fact, we call them forest fires because they typically happen in forests, believe it or not. Yes, they do spread to populated areas and open fields, but that's not where they start. That's not where they grow. That's not where they get their power. These are just absurd statements in response to Donald Trump correctly identifying the problem. I'll just burn through some of these, no pun intended, but I'll just get through some of these puns here. Fires do not respect politics, though, so I would beg the president to pursue a major disaster declaration and not make this a political incitement, Stern said. This is Henry Stern, a Democrat from Los Angeles. We have many parties, many views out here, and it's not really about politics. It's about people. Well, what in his statement had anything to do with politics? He said nothing about politics, and then they come out and saying, whoa, Donald Trump, you need to stop talking about politics. He never said anything about politics. And then Katy Perry, the paragon of intellect that she is, says this is an absolutely heartless response. There aren't even politics involved. Just good American families losing their homes and, as you tweet, evacuating into shelters. Well, she didn't say Donald Trump didn't say anything about politics. So what are they talking about? Where do they live? What is reality to them when they can just make up stuff and then criticize Trump for being ill-informed? It's insane. And then, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio is quick to blame it on climate change. Once again, big surprise. They don't care. They really don't care about saving people. That's what you have to learn. Because then you go to 2015, Washington, D.C., April 23rd, 2015, forest mismanagement causing increasingly catastrophic wildfires, devastating impacts on environment. This is from a subcommittee is the Subcommittee on Federal Lands, and they were tasked with looking into the wildfires in the national forest system. It says over the past 30 years, we've seen an 80% reduction in timber harvested from our national forest. In the same period, an increase in acreage destroyed by fire. So in 2015, this bipartisan congressional subcommittee came to the exact conclusion that they are attacking Trump for today. Yes, folks, this is what it's like in liberal land. It's all backwards. It's all crazy. And we'll try to pierce through the fog on the other side. Stay with us. This is Infowars.com/show.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight today, Monday, November 12th, 2018, Veterans Day. We're going to stick to the forest fires for this for one more segment. Again, just delving into exactly why it is, in fact, the government's fault that these types of fires become so massively devastating. Then when we get back on the other side, we're going to close this hour out by talking about some of our veterans issues that we have. Of course, it is Veterans Day. We want to honor those who have fought for our country and talk about some of the issues they face, which, of course, are really devastating and really don't get nearly enough attention as they should, even with Donald Trump running on that program. And then, of course, in the next hour, I'll get into the insanity going on in Florida as the Democrats try to steal that election, as well as Georgia, as well as Arizona. We'll break all that down next hour, as well as getting in to the Orwellian doublespeak that was coming out of the World War I anniversary ceremony that took place in France with pretty much all of the world leaders that participated in the Great War, so-called. But for now, and then, of course, I will be opening up the phone lines in the third hour. And that's not all, folks. Those are our top stories. But we have all sorts of stuff. We have good things such as food stamp participation reaching an all-time low. We have bad things such as rainforest destruction from gold mining hitting an all-time high in Peru. Gun removal orders causing a man to be murdered in Maryland by police officers. Just all sorts of stuff. But for now, we're going to stick to the fire, and we'll get to all of that later in the show. Going back to this press release, which is from April 23rd, 2015, this is the forest management causing increasingly catastrophic wildfires, devastating impacts on environment. Press release from the Subcommittee on Federal Lands. And to quote this press release, quote, over the past 30 years, we've seen an 80% reduction in timber harvested from our national forests, and in the same time, a period of increase in acreage destroyed by fire, the subcommittee chairman Tom McClintock stated. In the name of protecting endangered species, we placed increasing tracts of land off limits to forest management, allowing our forests to become dangerously overcrowded and overgrown. The full impact of these neglectful policies can be seen in the contrast between privately managed forest lands and public. Time and again, we see vivid boundaries between the young, healthy, growing forest managed without these restrictions and the choked, dying, or burned public forest managed under them. This is a bipartisan committee, I remind you. It says there's a bipartisan agreement that more work needs to be done to improve the health of federal forests. So this was back in 2015. Do you think anything was done to rectify the problems that they identified? Well, no, of course not. Of course there wasn't. Why would there be? No one cared. No one seemed to be bothered. And apparently, if you wanted to try to protect your forests, you were most likely branded with the claim that you were, in fact, trying to kill endangered species, because that's how the liberals work, completely independent of any form of reality, as far as we can tell. The Forest Service recently identified 58 million acres as high risk for catastrophic wildfire, or almost a third of the 193 million acres in the national forest system, partly due to increasing and lengthy regulatory processes and legal challenges. This year, the agency plans thinning on less than 3% of that acreage. Now, folks, it's not very hard to understand. When humans move in to a particular area, one thing that we do is eliminate or at least drastically reduce the population of predators that pose a threat to us, right? We don't like our children getting snatched up by wolves and bears, and so we tend to drive those creatures out of the area. The result is, of course, a massive increase in the prey of those predators. So you have a massive increase of deer and rabbits and all these things that typically wolves and bears would do their part in limiting the population of. What happens then is that the deer and the bunnies and all these things eat the undergrowth or eat the new sprouts and these types of things. And we see it in, I believe it was in Yellowstone, actually, when they removed all the wolves, they actually saw that the course of rivers was changing, because when the deer would eat the, they would eat the sprouts, the trees wouldn't grow as much, the roots wouldn't be there to hold back the banks of the river. It would cause greater erosion, and the rivers would actually change course. Just sort of illustrating the lack of understanding that humans typically have trying to organize and treat nature in a way that is not respectful of the processes that nature has in place to take care of some of these problems, or to balance itself in nature without man. We need to be respectful of those and take those into account as we figure out how to manage our forests, how to manage our natural resources, which America typically does a very good job on. Of course, we pioneered the whole idea with the state, national park system and Teddy Roosevelt. That was a unique thing in the history of the world, that a country would take upon itself the duty of protecting these sort of unspoiled natural areas. But of course, the problem is that you have things like the, Endangered Animal Act, where you say, well, you can't go in and do a controlled burn because you might kill some of this endangered animal or something like that. But the result is that you don't do these controlled burns. The full, you know, the dead trees, the flammable stuff piles up on the forest floor. And so the fire, when it does come, is so much more devastating and uncontrollable that not only are houses and structures and civilization destroyed in the path of this fire, but of course the wildlife that they're trying to save is in fact destroyed as well. It becomes victims of the government's good intentions, you could say. And it's really just about this sort of it's really just about perception, that people think that it's somehow bad to manage forests. They just see it as wrong. They just see it as intrinsically bad. Now, we actually in America do it fairly well. We do it fairly responsibly. In fact, private landowners in America do it well and do it responsibly. And if they were allowed to take care of their own lands, do their own controlled burns, they know the danger of not managing their forest. They know the danger of just allowing the undergrowth to continue to dry out and just wait there, festering, just waiting for the spark for the whole place to go up in flames. They recognize that, and the private owners will go out and work proactively to prevent that type of situation from arising. But when you have the federal government come in and say, now, we'll take care of it, don't worry. Not only don't worry, but you're not allowed to manage your forests. Well, then you have the federal government in charge. And have you been to a post office recently? Have you been to anything that the federal government has put on? Why would they do forest management, such an incredibly delicate and complicated, you know, sort of process? How are they going to do that well when they can hardly do the most basic functions that we require of them? Now, of course, it's not all the government's fault. It mostly is. I'll give it that. It's mostly is, because when you have things like, you got to imagine things like Tyson's food or McDonald's food, when they have these food processing plants where they just process millions and millions and millions of tons of food every year. If one little infection or something goes wrong, well, that's a huge swath of people that are going to be affected by that. And so they have to put all of these processes in place to essentially remove any health from the food, because it removes any bacteria that could cause it. That's sort of what's happening, is you have these, instead of having small pockets of people managing forests, people growing their own food, where any sort of outbreak or any sort of disruption would be small, instead you manage a massive area. And so when you have a disruption, the disruption itself is massive. It's over organization, like Huxley pointed out.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you here today on this Monday, November 12th, 2018. It is Veterans Day, and so let's talk about veterans for a second. Now, of course, the best thing that the government can do to honor veterans on this Veterans Day and going forward from here on out is to stop sending them overseas to be killed and maimed for nothing other than their own greedy personal interests. That would be the best possible thing that you could do for veterans, is stop sending them to be killed and maimed. Now, don't hold your breath for that to start, you know, coming to fruition anytime soon. Of course, our entire economy is addicted to the lifeblood of war. And so, of course, that means we will continue to have a just continually growing population of people who have been more or less utterly destroyed by their time as veterans, with very, very, very little support when they get home. Now, President Trump, this was one of his big things that he ran on during the campaign. So far, he has continued to sort of hammer that home as his time as president. But of course, he can't do everything, and the people that are in charge at the VA are woefully, woefully incapable of doing their job. The result, well, the VA says that suicide rate for younger veterans has increased by more than 10%. Folks, more veterans die from suicide than I think every year more veterans die from suicide than died in the entire Vietnam War, if I have that correctly. About 20 veterans a day across the country take their own lives.
and veterans accounted for 14% of all adult suicide deaths in the U.S. in 2016, even though only 8% of the country's population has served in the military. Now, what causes this? Clearly there are a myriad of causes that can go into this type of choice people make. And not least among those is the fact that we wage war for reasons that are utterly disconnected for the reasons that people feel like we should be going to war. It is clearly unfair to expect veterans to go fight a war, to die or kill for something as inconsequential as the Iraq war or what's happening in Syria. And nobody in America wants these wars to go on, except for the very few at the top who really, it seems like it's the only thing that they really want. I will say that during Trump's time as president, he has been praised exactly by the media, by the mainstream media. He has been praised exactly twice. It's the two times that he launched missiles at Syria. It's the only thing that he can do that they'll approve of is to wage war. If you think that Donald Trump is some sort of warmonger, I suggest you look at the path of history. We see how Obama called ISIS a generational issue. Obama wanted for a generation, for 20 years, 25 years, to send Americans into Syria to die. For what? To get rid of Assad, to move forward our interests in the region. Yeah, none of that is a reason to fight. None of that gives people a feeling of patriotism and of honor and of glory going out and killing some, you know, poor Syrian in a village on behalf of your globalist masters. And of course, nobody is blaming the veterans for this. The veterans, by and large, are incredible patriots. Just anyone willing to go out and risk your life on behalf of your country is somebody who is worthy, absolutely worthy of praise and just any support that we can give them. It's not their fault that the people in charge are manipulating us into ignoring or approving wars that have nothing to do with our national interest. And of course, we have this story from NBC. Veterans haven't received GI Bill benefits for months due to ongoing IT issues at the VA. So the Department of Veterans Affairs is suffering from a series of informational technology glitches that has caused the GI Bill benefits payment covering education and housing to be delayed, or in the case of this one person, never to be delivered. Roundtree is this veteran's name. Shelley Roundtree says, "I'm about to lose everything that I own and become homeless, and I don't want to be that veteran on the street begging for change because I haven't received what I was promised." And this is someone who signed up to fight for America, to fight on behalf of all of us, and we repay him by essentially kicking him to the street. Now, why can we not get this together? Is it because we're busy paying for, 300,000 illegal immigrant births every year? Would we might have a little bit more money if we stopped spending trillions on the overseas wars and took care of our veterans at home? Maybe if we put a little bit more emphasis on protecting and supporting and encouraging the people that are here already, that have already served the country, and not into, foreign populations of third worlders who frankly hate us, maybe we could do a little bit better for our veterans. Maybe they would not feel the need to commit suicide at a rate of 20 veterans a day. And this is incredibly upsetting. It should be incredibly upsetting to anybody. But don't think for a moment that it is an accident, because you have to understand that the powers that be I have identified, possibly correctly, that veterans are the number one threat to the status quo. Here you have a large population of people that are patriots, that love America, that are well-trained and well-armed. And that makes the powers that be, the globalists that overrule our so-called democracy, that makes them terrified. That makes them shake in their boots. So what do? Well, as Alex Jones puts it, they spike the cannon, right? If you are fleeing from a fort and there's a cannon in the fort and an enemy army is moving into that fort, well, you don't want them to be able to then turn that cannon on you as you flee and use the cannon against you. So what do? You spike the cannon. You make the cannon unusable. So you can't use it, but neither can the enemies. Well, that's what they do to our veterans, folks. They use our veterans as machines and weapons of war when it benefits them. But as soon as they're done with them and they're no longer in control of the veterans movements and they fear that the veterans could, in fact, be used against them to overthrow this corrupt corporate power structure, well, then they have to spike the cannon. Then they have to destroy the veterans. The way that they do that is through suicide, is through opiate addiction, is through just stringing them along with the VA, making it just impossible to ever hold a job and also receive your benefits from the VA. I was in a hostel in California a couple years ago, a youth hostel, and one of the people there was a veteran who was trying to get medical treatment at the VA facility. And every morning, by the time I woke up, he would already be gone and he would be waiting in line at the VA. And then the evening he would get back and I'd say, hey, how's it going? Did you get in today? Did someone see you today? He'd say, nope, not today. I guess I'll go in tomorrow. And he had to stay there. I mean, he was staying at a youth hostel because the only place he could afford to stay for that extended period of time while he waited on getting, VA benefits that he deserved as being a veteran who was injured in war. Now, how long could you sustain, going bankrupt, having to be in a city in which you don't live, having to, pay for a hotel or something just to wait in line to try to get benefits that are never forthcoming? How long could you maintain that? And then when you do get benefits, what happens if they just fill you up with opiates? And so you become incapable of working, incapable of surviving without the opiates. It's a systematic destruction of our veterans that, in my opinion, is not an accident in the slightest, but is a distinct plan and reaction to the fact that you have a large class of people that are well-trained, well-armed, and incredibly patriotic. So, it's not an accident. And, of course, President Trump signs the Forever GI Bill in 2017, which is supposed to give them expanded benefits, but the whole thing gets caught up in IT difficulties. Of course, the fault of their contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. Booz Allen Hamilton, thanks. Thanks a lot. We'll be back on the other side with more David Knight Show. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
This is the second hour of The David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David, who will return to the host chair tomorrow morning at his regular time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Now we're going to get into Florida, because it's a mess down there, folks. It is an absolute mess of Democratic incompetence and just corruption. And I mean, folks, you can't believe the stuff they're trying to pull off down in Florida to try to steal this election. And really the question is, why? Why are they so willing? Once again, just like President Trump, just like all these other things, why are they so willing to destroy their own credibility to gain this little victory? Think about that. But first, we go to this report by Roger Stone and Alex Jones.
The trucks coming in, protesters trying to block the magic trucks. Heard of magic carpets? These are magic trucks. Donald Trump says the authorities are investigating possible election fraud in Florida. All up for grabs now. And the same thing is happening in Arizona. I tell you, Roger, they were smart to concede, but then really not technically concede. So we all moved along. I mean, these folks are deceptive, man. And they're getting more wily about it, aren't they?
Well, Alex, it's really an extraordinary situation. We had a meeting last night of attorneys and activists and others with extensive experience in vote counts, both here in Florida and elsewhere. I watched Don Lemon pummel some poor woman online when she tried to make the case that there's a history of voter fraud in this county.
It's been another day, honestly, of lies, lies, lies.
But let me point out that in the Democratic primary for Congress 2 years ago between Deborah Wasserman Schultz and progressive Tim Canova, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a lawsuit proved that the Board of Elections had hidden and destroyed ballots. They won that lawsuit, and then before the court-ordered recount could take place, the Broward County Board of Elections, under the direction of Brenda Snipes, destroyed all of the evidence. So we have a New York Post story yesterday reporting that a box of provisional ballots was mysteriously found by a school teacher and turned over to the Broward County Board of Elections. In the recent Republican primary for Congress within Broward County, the Broward County Board of Elections refuses to give the candidates or the parties a breakdown of the early vote, a breakdown of the absentee vote, a breakdown of the election day vote. There's just more and more historical evidence of corruption in this county, and therefore those who are saying, oh, the Republicans speak of voter fraud with no history or evidence. There's a long and rich
That's right.
History.
It's been found in court repeatedly. Now, you are the expert. You live there. You run a lot of elections there, a lot of campaigns. I mean, I could not think of a better person to be here other than if we could get the Democrats that are famous for stealing to have them come on and admit to what they're doing. People are not buying this. I mean, I covered all the elections, as you know, for 20-plus years, Roger. And over again in Broward County, they magically trucks are found. They're always kind trucks in Democrat Party hands that are almost all magically votes for the Democrats. I mean, and then a phalanx of a train of trucks then all show up and are driving in to deliver a Senate seat, a governor's seat, and some other seats to the Democrats. This is unbelievably ridiculous.
Well, and last night I publicly urged Governor Rick Scott to order the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's our state police, to impound the ballots immediately, to take control of the ballots immediately. It has been reported that he has done so. I hope that report is correct. Now, in all honesty, my next piece of advice for the governor would be to replace Brenda Snipes, the chairman or the director of the County Board of Elections, which he has the authority to do and could do so on the basis of the irregularities in the recent Republican congressional primary and the Democratic congressional primary in which Tim Canova was cheated 2 years ago.
That- watch the full video at Infowars.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's November 12th, 2018, Veterans Day. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. He will be back tomorrow at the normal time of 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Now, we are going to talk about Florida. Oh, yes, the state of Florida. You know, as Alex Jones pointed out in that last segment, it clicked me because it made sense, because it never or it stuck out to me how quickly that some of these Democrats conceded the day of. I thought they're too thin. It's too razor thin. They're still outstanding votes. They could still probably win. Why would they concede? I figured they knew something I didn't. Maybe they just they knew they didn't have a chance. They thought, oh, I might as well concede. I think Alex Jones is exactly right that they pretended to concede so that Republicans would begin to celebrate, begin to ignore the shenanigans that they were going to pull, where later they could say, you know what, I think I'm going to take my concession back. I think we're going to find a couple more boxes of ballots that are delivered to me by my friend in his rental car. I mean, just insanity going on, folks. If you haven't seen them, there are videos of people moving these ballot boxes into the trucks that they're supposed to be transferred in. And it's like this random car, this like DeLorean pulls up, and they just start unloading ballot boxes out of this car and loading it in the truck. And the person filming is a Republican, you know, representative of some sort, election supervisor or something. And she's just going, where are these boxes coming from? What is going on? Why are they not in official cars? Who are these people that are delivering these ballots? I mean, folks, this election, this previous election, the 2018 midterm election in the United States of America is being run like a Venezuelan, you know, mayoral bid. It's so disgracefully incompetent and corrupt that you have to ask if they aren't doing it. Either they're doing it on purpose, right? Because what they want to do is completely destroy our confidence in our democracy or in our republic, in our ability to make change by voting. Because that is the upshot. That's what is happening, is that people are saying, all right, you know, the Trump side, the libertarian side, the Republican side says, you know what, we see what's going on. We hate it. We understand the, you know, what's up for grabs here. We understand the threat that we're under. And what we're going to do to fight it is we're going to vote, because we know that that's the system that we have to take over. We follow the system. We like the laws. We like the Constitution. We want to stick to those and make changes in an appropriate fashion. What they're doing is completely undermining our confidence in that system and really leaving us with the question, why shouldn't we violently overthrow the people that are in charge? Why shouldn't we allow the militia to do what it needs to make sure that this corruption is not allowed to continue? Now, obviously, that means revolution. That means widespread death. That means a civil war. We are desperate to not let that happen. But what do you expect when the one outlet that the average person supposedly has, their ability to vote and change the system, is stolen from them right in front of them, right in front of their eyes, right from under their nose? We see it. We see it happening. We see the corruption. We see the knockoff Yoda toy that is in charge of things. What's her name? Brenda Snipes. This is a woman who admitted just completely criminal actions. In 2016, the judge, I don't know if convicted is the right word, but found she was guilty of, destroying ballots, or at least opening ballots alone when she wasn't supposed to. And yet she's still in charge. Folks, what is the point of having a justice system if it doesn't deliver justice? What is the point to submitting to election results if they can be completely manufactured from whole cloth? Why is Debbie Wasserman Schultz still in any sort of authority position? Why is Sheriff Scott Israel in any sort of authority position? Why is Brenda Snipes not in jail for perverting and destroying our most sacred bedrock foundational act of being in a republic or a democracy or whatever we are pretending to be at this point? Because we're not anymore. Clearly, election fraud expert Brenda Snipes allowed illegal aliens and felons to vote and illegally destroyed ballots. Was she punished? Was she removed from authority? What do you have to do? What do you have to do in the state of Florida or the country of the United States to be removed from a position of authority and deciding how votes are counted and how elections are decided? Apparently, you can't do anything. Snipes also provided over a phantom voting district of 2,000 voters who were using illegal addresses, many of them at a UPS store, claimed as one of their places of residence. What are they doing? Who is in charge? Who is overseeing this? The people of Florida, you need to make major changes, or else collapse is coming. So this is from Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the state of Florida, writing to Rick Swearingen, the commissioner of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. She says, "I'm deeply troubled by your announcement that you will not pursue any investigation or inquiry into clearly documented irregularities in the conduct of election officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties in the 2018 election." This is a letter from yesterday. She said, "Election officials, campaigns, media observers, and others have documented multiple instances of additional irregularities. It is incumbent on you as commissioner of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate whether these documented irregularities constitute incompetence or intentional malfeasance and outright fraud." Because it's one of those. It's either incompetence or it's malfeasance. It's either stupidity or it's fraud. Either way, someone's got to be punished. Changes have to be made. Okay? Is this complicated for anybody? Is anybody having a hard time understanding why our elections have to be unimpeachable? Apparently so, because it appears, this is again from Pam Bondi, quote, "It appears your unwillingness to investigate is based on your claim that the Florida Department of State has not, as of yet, identified criminal allegations of fraud." She says, "Your duty is not limited to investigating allegations made by the Secretary of State, and your decision is wholly incompatible with the following widely reported events." The widely reported events, one, reports of the supervisor of elections office willfully and illegally counting ballots that were rejected by the canvassing board, potentially in violation of FS 104.15 and 104.091 relating to unqualified electors. All right. And that, of course, I believe was Brenda Snipes once again. Number two, preventing persons potentially entitled to act as observers from attending the counting of ballots and observing election-related activities that are required to be open and successful, possibly in violation of FS 104.29. Reports of supervisors of election staff and employees refusing to supply vote-by-mail ballots when requested, potentially in violation of FS 104.0515. She says, I fail to see how the Florida Department of Law Enforcement can legitimately refuse to investigate where there is reasonable suspicion that may lead to the discovery of criminal actions in the conduct of the 2018 election, actions that are gravely damage Floridians' confidence in our electoral process and our democracy. That's putting it lightly, folks. We'll break down exactly what some of these inconsistencies, some of these irregularities are, as well as some other irregularities. What a nice word, irregularities. Criminal, folks. This is criminal and, frankly, nation-ending corruption coming out of Broward County. We'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go
below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gentlemen, here's Smith sitting in for David Knight. We're talking about Florida and the insane, obvious, ridiculous corruption and the partisan hack job going on there. We'll get into exactly who's behind it and how they're able to pull the wool over our heads. First, I want to hear from Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
The center of that controversy, who was peppered with questions today when asked to explain why the numbers don't match. Watch.
Oh, you're going to have undervotes. You always have undervotes.
Okay, that right?
It may be that, and I don't know where the undervotes are right now. I haven't looked at a report.
Okay.
But they are always undervotes.
Well, it's just that when they look at the data, they say that a lot of people voted for governor and the AG, but then the Senate race was not calculated. So what could you attribute it to? People just not
you know, I haven't talked to any voters about that, so I don't know. But we do see undervotes and overvotes as a regular part of the process.
Yeah, so that's pretty confusing. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican who was at today's protests and is calling for the removal of that woman who you just saw, the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, Brenda Snipes. Congressman, good to have you with us tonight. Thank you very much for being here. Why do you believe she needs to be removed from office?
Well, we have breaking news tonight, Martha. I'm here coming to you from what seems to be the banana republic of Broward County. Earlier today, just hours ago, a judge ordered Brenda Snipes to allow us to inspect records so that we could find out the total number of votes cast and the method of those votes, either early voting, voting by mail, or voting in person. That was supposed to be complied with by 7 o'clock. The reason you see a scrum over my shoulder, the lawyers for Brenda Snipes will not allow our team to come in and comply with the court order. That very same order, Martha, ruled that Brenda Snipes violated the Florida Constitution by not allowing access to these important records. So I suspect that late into the night, we will be drafting a motion for contempt, and we'll try to get a hearing either in the wee hours of the morning or tomorrow to hold Brenda Snipes in contempt. This is obviously a sufficient basis to suspend her from her position and to have the Secretary of State, who is the chief elections officer in Florida, confirmed by a bipartisan majority of the Florida Senate, put this office in a state of receivership, take over, and let's find out what the hell has happened in Broward County.
What the hell has happened indeed? That's Congressman Matt Gaetz really turning out to be a total champion of liberty there in Florida, acting as sort of a reporter on the ground in Florida, of course, because reporters won't actually do it except for great stalwart reporters such as Laura Loomer. I believe our friend of the show, Ali Alexander, is down there. There are a lot of people down there in Florida right now trying as best they can to oversee what's going on, but they're being prevented. They're being blocked out. They're being kept away from overseeing this supposedly free and fair election. That is, of course, the least outrageous thing that is coming out of this. One of the most outrageous would be this. Reportedly, pictures of a box discovered at Avis Rent-A-Car at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. This comes from Richard DeNapoli through Laura Loomer. rental car containing the ballot boxes was rented by Noah Holloman, per voter records, a registered Democrat who works for Broward SOE and contributed to Gillum. I'm sorry, correction. Records show relative of Noah Hoffman named Tiffany Holloman contributed to Gillum. But basically, this box of ballots was discovered by a Avis employee in the back of a rental car at Fort Lauderdale Airport. And then they put the whole airport on lockdown, calling it a supposed suspicious package or bomb threat. Of course, they'll say whatever they need to be able to get any prying eyes out of the way so that the people who are in charge can get in and do whatever they need to try to fix this election. So the last person to drive the car was a Broward County employee. Why did he have the ballots? Why did he leave them in the back of a rental car? What is going on here, folks? Nobody, except for a few stalwart independent journalists, are even trying to figure out how this corruption is being allowed to continue. Now, who's behind it? Well, would it surprise you very much, dear listener, if I told you that it was, in fact, a Soros-tied Hillary alumni group helping to organize volunteers for the Florida recount? Demand Justice, an organization founded by former members of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and associated with a, quote, social welfare program financed by billionaire activist George Soros, is helping to organize volunteers to aid Senator Bill Nelson's campaign with the Florida recount. Now, of course, we know that Bill Nelson's lawyer that he sent down there is the very same lawyer who was instrumental in getting the notorious dossier on which the Russia hoax is entirely based. He was behind that, and now he goes down to Florida to try to steal the election on behalf of Bill Nelson. This organization, Demand Justice, came under media scrutiny for its refusal to disclose its donor list. AP reported Demand Justice was formed just a few months ago and is structured in such a way that it doesn't have to file annual tax returns. That's because it's, quote, fiscally sponsored by a tax-exempt social welfare organization called the 1630 Fund. The 1630 Fund files federal tax returns but doesn't have to disclose the identities of its donors. But a recent Daily Caller investigation found that Soros' Open Society Policy Center previously donated some $2.2 million to the 1630 Fund, who is, of course, a financial sponsor for Demand Justice, who is sending volunteers to commit fraud, I mean count the votes. And this is what you have to remember, and this is why it so frustrates me, things like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, you know, this week puts out an Instagram live video of her making mac and cheese and just hanging out and being a cool millennial who can't afford an apartment. And it's like her little, you know, relatability, her little, oh, you know, I'm just little old me. That's the face of the socialist movement. Every time you see that face, just picture the decrepit, drooping, just Emperor Palpatine style face of George Soros and his compatriots as they smile, you know, and rub their hands in the background. They're the power. They're the ones, in fact, telling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez what to say. She is just the friendly, palatable face to make people who are young and impressionable think that it's cool to be socialist because she's so cool and hip and young and pretty. But behind her are just zombies, just vampires lurking in the back, just cackling madly at their ability to just completely baffle and trick the American people into thinking that she does anything for herself. Look at her interview responses. She literally says, well, I don't know, I'll have to go back and find out what I think about that. That's socialism, folks. They don't have minds of their own. They are tools of the powers that be. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles. An acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Isn't it funny what people in charge, what the Democrats, what the globalists choose to determine is worthy of an investigation and what isn't, and what the point of an investigation is? For example, there has been zero evidence of Trump colluding with Russians. However, it is apparently imperative to the existence of our republic that we continue to investigate the Russia conspiracy theory. And we're told the reason is, well, we haven't seen evidence because we need to investigate for it. And then we'll find the evidence once we start investigating, which is interesting because, as I read earlier, Pam Bondi has written to the commissioner of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement asking for an investigation to allegations of voter fraud. Yet the reason that they say they have not opened an investigation is because workers from the Secretary of State who have been observing the election in Broward County have not reported any fraud. Secretary of State said again Sunday that there was no evidence of fraud. So when it benefits them, if there's no evidence, well, that means we got to have an investigation because we got to gather the evidence. However, if the investigation would not benefit the party, the Democrats, then a lack of evidence is a time to not have any investigation. What you notice when you start to observe the way that leftists, liberals operate, is that they have absolutely zero care about hypocrisy or about double standards or principles. They don't have any. They don't have a single one. When you have Keith Ellison being elected, when you have Menendez being elected, you have Debbie Wasserman Schultz being elected, they don't care about anything that they claim to care about. What they care about is power. What they care about is destroying the republic and bringing down America. And I just have to – I look at the evidence, and that's what I see, because they'll destroy someone who's against them for something that they themselves do. It's straight out of Saul Alinsky. It's straight out of Satanism, frankly. And it's really just all about trying to get power over the American people and trying to diminish and eliminate the ability of the American people to just continue to survive, just to live in general. They for some reason, they just see that as an existential crisis that they have to shut down by any means necessary. And the captured corporate media allows them to do it unfettered, unrestricted, unquestioned. This hypocrisy, it's infuriating. That's how I feel about it. How do you feel about it? I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to take some calls from all across the country, all across the world. The number is 888-201-2244. Once again, that is 1-888-201-2244. Call in. I want your opinions on Florida, on the fires in California, and on Macron's Orwellian take that nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism, and I'll get more into that in the last hour. And folks, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'll get it right. InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. And just purchase some products. It absolutely helps us continue what we do here. We cannot do it without you. We will be shut down without the ability to broadcast to you like this, without the ability to broadcast on our own video platforms on the internet. Now that we're kicked off of all of the free platforms, we have to do it ourselves. That's an expensive undertaking. We can only do it with your help. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get some Super Male Vitality, 67% off. I believe this is a last run product, final run product. Get it now. Oh, 57% off Super Male Vitality, 67% off the Silver Bullet. That is a fantastic, just colloidal silver, which is a absolutely miracle a cure for all sorts of things. I can't make any claims about the FDA getting on me, but try it, buy it, try it yourself, and you'll see exactly why people love Silver Bullet. It's been one of our mainstay products for years. And of course, Survival Shield X3, bigger and better than ever, 50% off. And that's two types of iodine as well as a vitamin C that allows it to be bioavailable and really just get you exactly what you need. And try that out. I've had, if there's one product that I have people tell me all the time that they use and that absolutely changed their life, it is the Survival Shield X3 in the 1 ounce bottle. I think there's also 2 ounce bottles and 4 ounce bottles. Is that correct? There's multiple sizes, which was not available previously, but is available now for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Our phone lines have filled up with incredible rapidity, and I will go to them now. Let's not make them wait, shall we? Let's go to Aaron in Colorado, who wants to talk about the hypocrisy of the left. Aaron, you are on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me on the Mighty War Room.
Thank you very much. This is the David Knight Show, but we are in the war room.
Oh,
but yeah, absolutely. Welcome on.
Well, I'm just always listening, and it does disgust me. My aunt served in the Colorado Senate as a Democrat, and she would she warned us of this kind of stuff.
Did she?
She said there's danger and treachery coming, and it's coming from within. She would tell that to us as kids. And now that I'm 42 years old, she was absolutely right. I even voted for Obama. I was kind of felt like a victim myself, you know, feeling like, you sound like a used car salesman. But if you buy this, I couldn't even have it on my conscience anymore as a Democrat. I walked away and called myself independent, but now I'm more just leaning towards just trying to praise Jesus.
Yeah.
And go to work every day. Get up every day and brush my teeth and
just get on with your life and just not want the government to tell you what to do or where to go or take your money to do, you know, whatever it wants with it. It's like, that's so hard for people to understand. They feel like they need the government to come in and tell everybody what to do all the time. But you say your aunt was a Republican state senator for Colorado.
A Democrat, Allegra Sanders.
So what did she say she saw, you know, in the belly of the beast? What was some of her observations?
Well, I could see the hypocrisy is where all the women's rights, all this women's, all a victim, like, you know, but she was in the women's as a senator in the 40s, taking on real Nazis.
Right.
So doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, of course,
it's a bizarre dimension.
Yeah, well, they use it as a weapon. If it's usable as a weapon against their enemies, then believe all women and, you know, trust all women and we have to believe them. We can't confirm him. And, you know, they'll march in the street. Then when it goes against them, when you have Keith Ellison with credible, you know, accusations of beating his wife, well, you don't even hear about those. They don't even mention those. They couldn't care less about them or about Harvey Weinstein or about Bill Clinton. It's entirely up to whether it can be used as a weapon of control or not. Thanks so much for the call. Any final words before I let you go here, Aaron?
God bless InfoWars. I can't wait to try X3. You guys are always amazing. I always wear my shirt with pride. I'm going to school to learn welding, so just get your skills up. I'm living off grid, loving life. God bless you guys.
Fantastic. God bless you. And I am jealous of your residency in Colorado. It's a beautiful state. Yeah, thanks so much for the call, Aaron. Hypocrisy of the left. It's practically the only thing they have anymore is their hypocrisy. I can't remember who says it, but it's like Owen Benjamin says, if they don't have double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all. What I say is if your principles are liquid, you can't stand on them. Can't stand on principle if they shift constantly underneath your feet. We'll be back on the other side to take more of your calls and break down more of the absurd corruption overtaking and threatening to destroy our very republic. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight today, who is out of the office and will be back in tomorrow. During the break, I got a call from a number I didn't recognize. I'll go ahead and answer it. It's a robot who's telling me that enrollment is now open for government health care. And I immediately hung up and thought, wow, thank God I don't have to go through the government for health care. Honestly, thank God that I now have a job with health insurance that is funded strictly by you, the audience, it's like I really can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact that because of your going to visit InfoWarsStore.com, because of the contributions you make, because of the products that you buy, I am not having to be on government health care anymore. I was for a little while before I got this job, and believe you me, it is nothing that I would subject to my worst enemy, being on Obamacare. God help those people that are. But let me just get some of these headlines real quick before I go back out to your calls. Apparently, Hillary Clinton will run for president again in 2020. Thank goodness. I can't wait for Hillary Clinton to run for president once again in 2020. I can hear her coughing already. Of course, Ocasio-Cortez also flirts with a run for presidency while she makes mac and cheese on Instagram. She had a solid 1,000 people watching her. 1,000 people. That's nothing. That's nothing. When InfoWars was allowed to stream live on anything,
We were disappointed if we had any less than about 4,000 or 5,000. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she took the country by storm, but seems like nobody really cares about her. Democrats are escalating their push for Matt Whitaker's recusal from the Mueller probe, because, of course, Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Mueller probe because he was a subject in that investigation. Matt Whitaker, they want to recuse himself from it because, well, they obviously believe that Mueller should not have any oversight and should essentially be a completely superior agent to everybody else in the government, despite the fact he's never been voted on, he wasn't confirmed in his position by the Senate, was he? I don't think so. And yet they believe that he should have absolutely no oversight by anybody. He should be allowed to do whatever he wants, investigate whatever he wants. Make no mistake, folks, the Russia investigation will soon seamlessly transition into a call to impeach Trump for his sexual liaisons. This is a prediction we've made on Infowars.com multiple times that no doubt the mainstream media will be breathlessly reporting any day now. Infowars, tomorrow's news, today. They're going to drop Russia and they're going to move on to saying that, well, his payment of hush money, that is clearly a violation and an impeachable offense. You watch, folks. That's what's going to happen. And, of course, House Democrats plan an aggressive gun control push as soon as they regain control. Color me surprised. Imagine my shock. Now, let's go back out to the phone lines. We go to Michael from New York, who wants to talk about veterans. Michael from New York, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison, and hope David Knight, a great Patriots, having a day, enjoying his nice day off today. And nice job following up for him, too.
Thank you very much.
Got a couple comments, but, you know, with your recent comments, I got to say something pertaining to this Cortez airhead from the Bronx. Another communist that eventually, you know, these communists all promoting sedition here in our country, a republic. And your comment, Harrison, pertaining to the fact that, you know, they're trying to remove our vets because these men are patriots and are always ready for action to defend our constitutional republic. So they're definitely under attack, and they definitely need a lot of support. And I know President Trump has made some nice maneuvers to start getting them help. But, you know, the only real insurance, health insurance, like you were just saying, it's G-O-D. And these guys, they need real medicine from Mother Nature. Restore their health physically, mentally, spiritually. You can't get it from drugs. It's impossible.
Right.
Only from Mother Nature through the plant kingdom. That's how we stay tip-top healthy. And that's what all those vets need. I just wish I could assist in that. But pertaining to also the invasion, which is off the radar from the mainstream fake media,
right,
with all these diversions, especially with the fraudulent election attempt down there. And like you were saying, that woman down there, Snipes, definitely in prison by now. It's outrageous that they get away with this. You covered all that, and just commenting that, yeah, we're all super ticked that there is no justice, there is no accountability for these crooks and traitors at this up to this point in time, getting away with treason, sedition, and racketeering, and undermining the will of the people, the American people. It's outrageous, and I don't know how much more we're going to really tolerate of this. I really don't, because these kind of people that are communists and traitors, as a patriot, ultimately, if it all hits the fan, it's just going to take a lot of rope. We got the tree limbs, just going to take a lot of rope. Because that's what is needed. You can't pussyfoot with them. You can't be polite with them. Obviously, you can't compromise with them because that's been done for the last 50, 60 years, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. You can't compromise with devils. You can only terminate them so that they don't have a chance to take and root again in your environment, so they can't corrupt, destroy, and undermine your positive civilization culture that our previous generations have passed on to us.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I believe it was Cicero said, he said, the traitor inside the gates is just infinitely more dangerous to the health of the state than an army outside of the gates. Because the army outside the gates, at least you know what you're dealing with. At least you can see it and fight back against it. The traitor inside the gates, he looks like you, he talks like you, but he's secretly working on the inside to undermine the very gates, you know, themselves and bring destruction about. I think what you're saying is very true, very pertinent. And it's like when people hear this thing like, oh, well, we just need a lot of rope. It's like, wow, they're calling for violence. They're calling for you know, anarchy, this type of stuff. But it's like what we're saying is we want justice. We want correct application of the law. Like that's not too much to ask. And the last thing we want is for vigilante justice. The very last thing we want is for people to take it into their own hands. We would love if the governmental, you know, places that we empower to bring us justice, if they could just do their job and follow the law, then no rope, no guns, no, we don't need anything. We just want justice. We just want people to follow the laws that have been passed in a lawful manner. I mean, am I right?
You're absolutely right. And again, yeah, when they try to turn the tables, oh, we're violent and we're bullying and all that pathetic PC nonsense crap. No, like you said, we just want justice. And when you push us to the point where we're not seeing it and you're trying to roll over, destroy our country that so many men and women fought for since the foundation of this country through the Civil War on both sides, all the way up to World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, yep, all the way up to now. And if they think any of us red, white, and blue American boys are going to forget all that and let these scumbag, commie, dirtbag, socialist, one-world government Luciferians destroy this republic, it ain't going to happen as easy as they think. There's going to be bloodshed. There's no way around that, but hopefully more rope than bloodshed because you save the lead and brass that way.
Hey, I could not have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Michael, for the call. Okay. From New York. That's the passion that folks have out there in the United States. It's really, we're really on the knife's edge right now, and you're exactly right. Our veterans didn't die face down in the dirt on the beaches of, you know, Omaha Beach and Normandy, or in the trenches of World War One, of which we, you know, just celebrated the anniversary of the closing of that incredibly horrific war. These people didn't give their very lives. To have their country overrun by traitors and seditious elements and communists, and to have their progeny, you know, to have these people whose ancestors fought and died for this ideal to just roll over and say, well, just slow down on how fast you're turning us into socialists. Just, you know, can we just have this become globalist and this become globalist, but not this? No, folks, we need to fight back. We need to embody the spirit of our forefathers who said, we will not sit back and allow this to happen. We will not take one single step back. No, in fact, we will march forward resolutely and fight for our birthright, for the republic that we inherited and that we must uphold and maintain, or else, honestly, the death and destruction will be incredible. And we want to avoid that at all possible costs. So we're just begging our government, just do what you're supposed to do. Just do what you're tasked with doing. Just follow the Constitution, folks. We don't need a re-revolution. We already had a revolution. There's nothing wrong with the Constitution. Just stick with it.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale. at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour of the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. He will return tomorrow. We're going to go back out to your calls in just a minute, maybe in the next segment. For this segment, I just want to run through some of these headlines that I have in front of me. Specifically, the last caller mentioned the migrant caravan and how it has more or less completely disappeared from the mainstream media coverage. And isn't that interesting? Isn't it very interesting how they're able to just completely manipulate people's perception to where when they just don't want something to be a story anymore, it's just gone. It's just not a story. I mean, no one cares. You know, before they were crying and just willing to give everything to help these poor migrants. It was just the most important thing ever. And then now it's just gone. They just don't care. They just don't care. They don't care because the migrants are closing in and they don't want you to know that they're closing in. Now, of course, the big story last week was Jim Acosta being a complete jerk to President Trump and you know, that intern, White House intern. And remember what he was trying to tell Trump was, he was saying, how is this an invasion? They're thousands of miles away. That caravan is thousands of miles away. Why do you even care about it? And then we have a story from Fox News today. They'll be here on Monday. Yeah, they'll be here on Monday, according to this. The caravan, which is now made up of about 4,000 migrants, which is weird to me because it was 14,000 a little while ago. Where did that other 10,000 go? What about the other migrant caravans? What are we talking about anymore? Are we even keeping track? Does anybody even know, like, what the reality is? Or are we just making up numbers as we go along and just taking – maybe we're just taking the NGO's words for it. That's the dumbest thing ever if that's what we're doing. But there you go. The caravan, which is now made of about 4,000 migrants, had been in Mexico City for the past 4 days, resting before resuming their journey to central Mexican city of Querétaro. The group began their trek by taking the city's metro system to the outskirts before walking and hitching rides along a main highway. Thousands of Central American migrants were back on the move. They were whisked to the capital of to the outskirts of the capital by trains when drivers began offering them rides north. I'm sure they weren't planned. You know, those drivers aren't volunteers. They aren't being paid by NGOs. No, they're just regular people just driving by and decide, hey, let's pick up these grown men and help them break into America. Some of the original group has split and is expected to arrive in the border city of Tijuana on Monday, according to Reuters, while others later in the week are expected to reach Reynosa and other border towns. So, you know, Jim Acosta was so eager to tell us a week ago, why do you even care about the migrants? What concern is of you? They're thousands of miles away. They're thousands of miles away, but actually they will be here on Monday. Another headline here, illegal immigrants' families shattered records in October. A staggering 23,121 parents and children traveling as families were caught jumping the border last month. That's nearly 40% higher than any month on record. It's also nearly 400% more than the number recorded just a year ago. So clearly, folks, Donald Trump with all of his rhetoric and all of his, you know, trying to get something done in the border, it's not just not helping. It's actually getting even worse. And it's like, you know, at some point, we got to do something. I mean, if the wall is what we got to do, then fine. But I don't feel sorry for the 23,000 parents and children caught jumping the border. I really, really have no sympathy when you are caught breaking the law. Like, is that, are all of these things so hard to understand? Is this just like the common sense broadcast now? Do I just need to come out here and be like, you should follow the law, and borders can't be crossed without permission? And it's like revolutionary. It's like, get that man off the air. He's telling the truth. He's using common sense. Folks, they're just, they're putting you in a state of mental retardation, and I'm just trying to break you out of it as hard as I can. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You're watching the David Knight Show on InfoWars. InfoWars.com/show is the link to send out for the free live stream. Of course, you may be coming to us, or we may be coming to you over the TV, over certain cable providers, or over terrestrial radio. However you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You are receiving forbidden information, or what used to be called basic common sense. Breaking the law should be punished. Counting ballots in elections should be done in a fair and open manner. People who have previously been convicted of manipulating and illegally tampering with ballots and elections should not be the supervisors anymore. These are revolutionary ideas in the modern America. Later in this hour, I will be getting into the, I mean, depending on your view, either terrifying or hilarious statement by Macron that nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism, just laughably globalist, you could say. But just before I go to your phone calls, two more headlines about the illegal immigrant crisis. Mexico is reshaping its approach to Central American migrants as the caravan pushes north. Well, thanks. Thanks. Now that they are just days from breaking into America, now they want to start worrying about the caravans from Central America, although they are saying that they are just the tip of the iceberg, that a massive unseen flow of migrants at the Mexicans southern border from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, they're just going to be just coming more and more. And this, we saw this tactic in Europe. How'd it work out, folks? Not well. And all you have to do is put your foot down and say, no, you're not allowed to come into the country. They should have done it with the, you know, so-called refugees in Europe. Now we have the chance to do it now with the so-called refugees coming up from Central America. And just, you know, call me an idealist, call me a revolutionary, but it seems to me that if these countries are so horrible, perhaps the people that want to change things should not leave those countries. Maybe those countries will not get better if everyone who doesn't, you know, comply with the corrupt system just leaves and comes to America to, you know, try to. And, you know, it would be one thing if they really were leaving to come to America because they recognize that the system from which they come is not adequate. It's failing. It's corrupt. It's deadly. It's dangerous. It's rotten. You know, you got two options. You can either try to fix that, which is what I recommend, which is what I am trying to do now in America as we're seeing our system collapse in the same way, or you can leave there and go to a place that's better and try to, you know, live your life in a more capitalist, open, free, and peaceful society. However, they're choosing neither one of these options. What they're choosing to do is to come to America and then demand that not only should we feed them and house them and you know, give them jobs, because clearly we just have too many jobs at this point. Thanks, Donald Trump. But not only that, but then, you know, just look at the electoral map. Look at how Democrats now have the entire border, because the more you have people from Mexico and Central America moving into the United States, the more the United States becomes democratic. That's just the demographics. That's just how it happens, at least in the first couple generations. They're not like the Cuban, migrants who come to Miami and have fresh in their mind the horrors of communism and socialism, and so they vote Republican. These are people that they weren't really suffering that much. They just wanted a piece of the American pie. And of course, as they eat that American pie, they also, you know, are ripping up the recipe and making it impossible for anyone to have a slice of that pie ever again. And they're being aided and abetted by the treasonous, seditious elements within our own culture, including the sanctuary cities. Now, a sanctuary city, of course, is one that refuses to comply with immigration orders. And we see that an illegal immigrant that was released by a sanctuary city in New Jersey was charged last week with a triple homicide halfway across the country in Missouri. Luis Rodrigo Perez stands accused of being the gunman in a shooting rampage that claimed the lives of two men and one woman at two homes. So thanks, sanctuary city. Thank you so much for letting that man out and being directly responsible for a triple homicide. Don't you love how whenever it comes to guns, it's single. If it prevents a single death, we have to get rid of all the guns. It's worth it if it prevents a single death. And it's like, well, you know, the sanctuary cities are responsible for, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of deaths. What about that? Then, you know, you're a racist and it's evil. And that's because, as we've discussed many times on this show and elsewhere on InfoWars, they have no principles, they have no standards, they have no real opinions about anything. They have nothing but double standards, hypocrisy, and tools that they use to manipulate people into giving them power. That's my view. Let's go out to the phone lines and find out yours, shall we? We go to James in Colorado, who wants to talk about Florida election fraud. James, you're on the air.
It's an honor to talk to you, InfoWars. Alex Jones, please don't ever give up.
Oh, he won't.
As far as this concerning with the election fraud, I mean, I don't think it's just the battleground states that we're talking about. I live here in Colorado, and I know for a fact that illegals voted in our elections. I mean, you can go online and fill out the application. And it's a simple part of just checking a yes or no box to say that you're a citizen or not. And my wife and I were debating how somebody that came here illegally would actually be on the honor system and actually fill that part in correctly. I just think that that's a joke. So,
yeah, of course, if they can't be, you know, responsible enough to get into the country correctly, why would they care about, I'm not going to tick this box on the election, registration site? Of course, they have every incentive to pretend to be a citizen. Of course they're going to.
It's just more lunacy. And I think the fact that our governor-elect here, or our governor that got elected into office, Mr. Polis, it's funny that all these people came out against the wall for Brett Kavanaugh when he allegedly assaulted somebody, you know, never proven, never taken to court, never investigated. It was just
oh,
alleged.
Gotcha.
I think three of them now have committed to being complete frauds and have completely made it up. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Not just was there no evidence, there's evidence on the other side, yeah.
And however, our governor that they voted for, he's actually been arrested, tried, and convicted of assault against a woman,
wow.
A gay man. So I, wow. I just find the hypocrisy so offensive, and it's like, you're to tell me that you don't think that illegals voted in our election, you got to be crazy. Everybody here in Colorado is just taking it on the face like it's just another day, and it's like the sanctity of our country, the whole entire idea of America is based on the individuals in this country being able to elect officials that we see fit to oversight our lives, our communities, and it's like, so you're going to tell me that it's okay for people to come here and vote and take away my vote and your vote and the American citizen's vote, but it's not okay for – I don't get it. It's like and then you got these people in Florida. I watched the Laura Loomer video that she pulled last night in front of the church, and yeah. I thought it was disgusting how they kicked a Jewish white girl and a gay white guy off of the grounds of a church. A church, the place on this in America where everybody's supposed to be welcome, open armed, regardless of your race, creed, sexual orientation, or anything. But they kicked them off of the property.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting. And I'd like to say one more thing.
Quickly.
If we don't do something now, Mr. Military Guy standing right now listening, Mr. Officer, Mr. State Secretary or everything, take a good look at yourself in the mirror with your uniform on, because if it all falls, you'll be wearing a costume. That's what you'll be wearing. You'll be wearing a costume. When it all comes down...
Well said, well said. That's James from Colorado. Thanks so much for the call. We'll be back on the other side.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. Leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is, and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This weekend, I was at a wedding, and I had some great conversations with some of my more liberal friends. The difference was, of course, that unlike most liberals that I talk to, they are intelligent and thoughtful, which makes it all the more confusing why they don't see the danger of globalism. But when I was talking to them, that, you know, that was one thing that we absolutely agreed upon, was that the current division that we're seeing in the United States is not adequately described as Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative. These labels no longer fit. And in fact, it is coming down to the very stark difference between globalists and nationalists. And of course, I am actually completely in favor of this being the dichotomy, because I believe that nationalism is objectively the better choice. I don't understand how you could possibly think that it's better to have the globe run by an unaccountable bureaucracy such as the EU or the UN when you have nationalism, which has proven to be for all of time the most effective way at preserving the rights of individuals, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. At least for me, that's what it's all about. I'm not sure if that's what it's all about for everyone else. But Macron, during the celebration of the end of World War I, says that old demons are resurging in the form of nationalism. And as I said at the end of the, or at the beginning of this show, we are officially into the realm of Orwell. We are officially into war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, when Emmanuel Macron says nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. What could patriotism possibly mean if not nationalism? I honestly want to know. Maybe one of our callers can tell me, what could you possibly mean by patriotism if you're not talking about being a patriot of a country or of a nation? You can't have patriotism for the world. That's not a thing. It's just, I am really just baffled at this statement. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. In fact, let's go to that clip right now.
Remembering the past with warnings about the future. Against the backdrop of commemorations marking the centenary of the World War I armistice, France and Germany have called for a unified approach to bolstering world peace. With one notable exception, world leaders later attended a peace forum in Paris where warnings were uttered against that of blinkered nationalism. But first, the theme was raised by French President Emmanuel Macron during his armistice address.
Le patriotisme.
because patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is its betrayal. By saying our interests first and you never mind the others, you erase what is most precious to a nation. What makes it exist? What makes it great? What is the most important? Its moral values.
Ses valeurs morales.
Sunday's solemn ceremony remembered the 9.7 million soldiers and 10 million civilians who died in the wars that ravaged Europe between 1914 and 1918. Echoing Macron's comments, German Chancellor Angela Merkel went on to open the three-day peace forum with a veiled dig at President Trump's America First policies. The First World War shows how isolationism leads to destruction. And if isolationism wasn't the right solution more than 100 years ago, how could it simply be the right choice today in an interconnected world that now has five times more people in it? Macron sees himself as Europe's foil to nationalist movements that complain about global approaches. He wants the forum to demonstrate the power of reconciliation
Merkel's,
a century after Europe
Merkel's
was
entire
torn apart.
Grip on Germany is slipping. Macron's approval is tanking. Nationalism is rising across the globe, folks. That's why they feel the need to say something as ridiculous as patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, is because they see in their little crystal ball, they see Matteo Salvini. They see, the elections in Austria and the Dutch elections and Brexit and Donald Trump. They see the worldwide movement towards nationalism as people rebel against their enforced prescription of globalism in the form of the EU and the UN and all of these super state structures that take upon themselves to decide what's good and what's bad for citizens, regardless of how the citizens of those countries feel for themselves. They see their grip slipping and they are terrified of that. And so they're fear-mongering and trying to convince you that nationalism is the cause of all the world's wars. Well, I don't think nationalism has very much to do with imperialism, which was, in fact, the cause of the world wars. You had empires, you had nations who were being made subjects to super states, to imperial oversight, which is what the EU is now trying to become as it moves forward in its plan to form an EU army, which, I remind you, was an insane conspiracy theory that only right-wing lunatics entertained. But a few years ago. Well, now it is very near to being a reality, as they say that they need an army to protect themselves against Russia and America, despite the fact that America is basically their sole provider of defense right now, and they can't even muster up 2% of GDP to pitch in with NATO, and yet they're going to have their own EU superstate army, which, of course, will be used primarily to keep those dissident states within the EU, because that's what empires do, and that's what the EU is becoming. But I read again, patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, Macron says. He says, our interests first, whatever happens to the others. You erase the most precious thing a nation can have, which makes it live, that causes it to be great, which is most important, its moral values. Well, what are the moral values of the nation? You know, growing up, I was taught that the moral values of America were things like free speech, freedom of expression, freedom to have a voice in your representative government. Well, all of these things are being torn asunder by the globalists within our midst. They are rigging the election. They've invented hate speech, which apparently isn't free speech, because they're lying to you to try to control you, to try to stop you from expressing yourself, to try to stop you from expressing certain ideas or even arguing against ideologies. They're going to call globalism anti-Semitic, so we can no longer talk about the idea of globalists, which I remind you is an ideology that spans all religions, all races, all people. It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, black, white, you can be a globalist or you can be a nationalist. And that is the division that our country finds itself in, whether we address it or not. And I think that's a good thing, because I think that nationalism wins that argument. I think it's easy to recognize that nations have been the primary protector of individual rights in our entire world. And so to do away with those for this vague idea of globalism, which in practice becomes a corporatocracy in which a very few select elites determine the policies that the rest of us must live under, completely disregarding our opinions. And when they do even deign to find out what those opinions are, well, they're going to ignore them. Look at Brexit, folks. Look at the way Ireland is now being flooded with immigrants despite their protest. This is, in fact, a genocidal program being committed by the globalists while they're telling you to watch out for the nationalists.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's November 12th, 2018. You're watching the David Knight Show. My name's Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight. David returns tomorrow. Getting towards the end of the show here, I have some more headlines that you really need to hear that just show not only is InfoWars tomorrow's news today, but it's even worse than we thought. And we'll get to those headlines in a little bit. But I have Travis in Texas and Dana in California who've been on hold for nearly an hour. So I want to get to them almost immediately. First, I do want to say one more thing about what I was talking about last segment, which was the idea of nationalism versus globalism and the fact that nationalism is demonized because it is being purposefully confused or conflated with imperialism or this idea of supremacy, when in reality, nationalism simply says, I take care of my nation, you take care of yours. In America, we have Canada and Mexico next to us. Why would we want them to fail? Why would we want them to not be pleasant places to live and to do business with and to be, peaceful and prosperous? That is nationalism. I want Mexicans to worry about Mexico and make Mexico the best place it can possibly be. I want people in America to look after America and make it the best possible place to be. I look after my house. My neighbors look after their houses. I don't want to destroy my neighbors' houses because I like my house so much. That's a completely ridiculous way to think about things. But that's the way they want to think about things because they know that nationalism is the one most powerful thing that stands against their plan for world domination. And make no mistake, it is nothing less than a plan for world domination. It is a plan to consolidate all of the power over all of the governments and all of the world to a very small group of elite, unelectable, unaccountable people for reasons that are they have to do with transhumanism and the advance of technology and the promise that Satan gave to them of immortality and of unending life if they would simply give over to the Dark Lord. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, as crazy as it seems. You know, I hate to say it, that is the truth. That's why they fear nationalism, is because nationalism is the one thing that stands against that plan for their globalist takeover of the world. Now, without any further ado, I go to Travis in Texas, who wants to talk about election fraud. Travis, you are on the air.
Yeah, yes, sir. My name is Travis. I live here in Texas. I worked at quite a few places all the way from up north down south and everything like that. I had the privilege of working on a couple of buildings here in Round Rock where they've actually serviced the electronic on the voting. Voting boards.
Yep.
And I've also worked in buildings where they've had the election boards in them or the electronic devices in them. And actually been asked to witness the where they people had put in for Republican Street Party. And they would stand there and watch it, and it would actually turn to the Democrat side. That's weird.
Right.
And whenever we asked for a paper ballot, we were told that we were not allowed to have a paper ballot like they did to us this last time. And this was back whenever Trump was in. Trump had was running for the president. When this happened.
Right, I remember that. I remember seeing videos of that, of it changing, and it always changed that one direction. It always go from Republican to Democrat, and it's like the number of things that are wrong with our voting process, from who counts the votes to how they're transported to how we don't – I mean how easily hackable they are, how the fact that George Soros owns the company that provides the electronic voting machines in 16 different states. It's like we have to have total reform. I agree with I think I heard Rob Dew saying it at some point. It's like we got to do the you stick your finger in the ink, you press it where it's supposed to be. The ink stays on your finger for a couple of days, so you can't vote a second time. I think we got to do something like that. Go back to the primitive and ignore the electronic voting machines.
Over the Middle East. That's where
that's how they do it.
The Middle East. Yeah.
Yep, that's how they do it.
I mean, have somebody there watch to local authorities where they do the job, which most of them don't want to do the job because they didn't do the job whenever it was reported about the election fraud on the last one to this one. And here it is. I would almost bet you, anybody out there, I would bet on it that both the House and the Senate would have been all red and not blue.
Yeah.
I would bet anybody.
Oh, man, without cheating and lying, they can't win a single vote. They have to do everything they can to cheat us out of our birthright. Thanks for the call, Travis from Texas. We're going to go to Dana in California. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Dana, you are on the air.
Yeah. Good morning, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Little change of subject. We're out in California. Try not to laugh too hard. The state.
Hey, no, I feel for you. Yeah, you want to talk about the California wildfires, which I covered extensively in the first hour. But yeah, I'd love to hear your take on it. Are you being affected by these fires?
No, not at this time. Last year we had the one. I'm up in the Santa Barbara area. This is down about 40 minutes, almost an hour down in Malibu. These fires start every about 10 years. They do the same burn pattern. I used to work for the U.S. Forest Service as a firefighter and a hotshot firefighter, so I have some knowledge of fires. But I just wanted to say that if people were paying attention the other day when Trump said that the U.S. Forest Service needs to do more management of the forest. And I think one of the greatest things to say and to have it come from the president to basically put the fire underneath the Forest Service and get them working again and get them out in the forest and doing the forest management and that type. Basically, the Forest Service has been taken over by, you know, certain districts and forests have been taken over by biologists, and the biologists are having more say over the district than anything. And
now the mainstream media told me that firefighters and, you know, those familiar with firefighting were outraged at Trump's assertion that it was in fact the Forest Service that was responsible for not doing enough to manage these forests and actually exacerbated the intensity of these fires. Now, are you suggesting that the mainstream media is lying and that you, as a person who has experience fighting fires, in fact agree with Donald Trump that it is the Forest Service that needs to do more?
Correct.
Wow.
And
shocking.
Of course, to get upset, and people are going to get upset because it's a tragedy. People lose their lives, they lose their homes, displaces people. You know, of course, I don't want to take any of that away. I feel for them. I've seen it, and I support them in their recovery. But back to the forest, yeah, of course they're going to get angry and all that because they're a bunch of Obama holdover far leftists that have taken over the Forest Service and it's become a business. And then in California, we have a California State Fire Agency, and that agency is completely monopolizing on these fires as a business. And my words right now are obviously going to stir a lot of people, but this is the truth, and this has become a business out here in California. Managing the resources on a fire and where to put them and how to attack the fire hasn't been proper. This fire in Malibu, the fire up north above Chico, you know, these are wind-driven fires. These are weather events that come in and to destroy the area, and it's hard to fight. Definitely is dual management with the Forest Service, and we got to-
Well, thank you so much for the call, Dana, in California. Yeah, so appreciated. Of course, it's like they get mad at the fact that we're trying to identify the problem. Well, we're trying to save lives here, folks, trying to identify what the problem is so we can fix it, prevent this from happening in the future. Is that so bad? Is that so hard to understand? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. We'll be back on the other side, break down some more headlines, take more of your calls.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
California on one coast is burning with over 200 people still missing. We pray for them and for all of the first responders who are working incredibly hard and risking their lives to protect people of California. On the other coast, we have Democrats in Florida attempting to steal the elections going on there. And across the seas, we have attacks on nationalism as the globalist forces rally in defense of their global corporatocracy. as they see it slipping from their hands. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in for David Knight on The David Knight Show here on InfoWars, infowars.com/show. It's where you can see the live stream. Thank you so much for joining us. Please do go to InfoWarsStore.com to purchase some products. You will not only get great products, you will be supporting the First Amendment. You will be supporting this alternative voice, one of only a few that are still in existence and able to get the message out solely because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been able to bypass the censors. We've been able to blast through the misinformation and disinformation of the mainstream media to bring you the truth, unfiltered, unsupervised, uncensored, and by demand. We do it for you, and we thank you so much for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get the 67% blowout sale on Silver Bullet, as well as great other products. 50% off the new Survival Shield X3, the Ultimate Tri-Iodine, which I know you will enjoy if you like the Survival Shield X2. It's the same but better. And then you have Super Male Vitality at 57% off. I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm going to get just a couple more headlines in first. There are alarms over talks to implant UK employees with microchips. UK firm Biotech offers these implants to businesses and individuals, has already fitted 150 implants in the UK. The mark of the beast is upon us, folks. This, combined with the 5G Wi-Fi, those combined are the death knell for freedom, humanity, and civilization the world over, as we completely give over control to the technocratic corporatocracy that is so eagerly enslaving us, and we are so willingly dancing to their tune. If you see any videos of people being chipped at their work by their bosses, I mean, folks, I don't have a single bad word to say about Alex Jones. He's like the best boss you could ever possibly imagine. I would still never let him microchip me. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, you letting your boss put a microchip in your hand for what? So you can buy a Coke without having to get your credit card out? It's ridiculous. And yet, if you watch videos of this, it's people having parties. They have big like pizza parties where they all get chipped. Like, it's super fun and trendy thing to do. Well, that is the devil tricking you into thinking it's trendy and awesome to become a slave to him, essentially, to evil itself. And then, of course, we have InfoWars Tomorrow's News Today. We told you about this years ago, but it looked like people at Technology Review just figured out that using Wi-Fi to see behind closed doors is easier than anyone thought. So basically, you can use Wi-Fi and the distortions that are caused when it's transmitted through a building to get a rough map of that building, as well as see any people in there moving. You can actually see through the walls and see whether there's someone there and whether they can move. This was originally thought to be a rather difficult thing to do, but that changes today thanks to the work of Yanzi Zhu at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and colleagues. These guys have found a way to see through walls using ambient Wi-Fi signals using an ordinary smartphone. So there you go. We told you about it years ago. You laughed at us, and then it turned out we were right. What else is new? It's like it happens every single day. And then, of course, we have Maryland officers who went to, in my opinion, unconstitutionally remove the firearms from somebody who had been red flagged in their, again, unconstitutional program to remove guns from lawful gun owners. And when they did this and went to no jury, no judge, this was no judicial process was undertaken in order to justifiably remove this man's God-given rights, and yet still they went to retrieve his gun, and he ended up murdered. Absolutely outrageous event in Maryland, and I hope the people in Maryland can see this this absolutely unconstitutional program for what it is and fight back against it. Now let's go back to the calls for the last 5 minutes of the show. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. We have Franklin in the D.C. swamp who wants to talk about revoked press credentials. Franklin in D.C., you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Friday, you called these protesters cultural predators. They're not actually predators. What we should be calling them is hyenas or scavengers. They work for the predators. They get paid to protest. They're low-end. They work as predators only as a group. So scavengers or hyenas would be the better thing to call them.
Right.
as far as the White House goes, you guys got your press pass awarded and then it got revoked. You should find out before the end of the week who took your press pass away and why, and you should get it restored, because that would give
we
you the opportunity
sue.
To be the first person that, excuse me?
We should sue. We should take a page out of CNN's book and sue. That's what they're doing about Jim Acosta having
agree.
His
If it comes down to the court saying you have to be restored, maybe then they can give you more powers to be the first person to ask a question in every press briefing, and that would give you control over the conversation for the day, too. It'd be a wonderful thing, and it would also expand your reach into the rest of the world. It's the easiest way to get yourself expanded into where people would be hard to ignore you.
Yeah,
but, I don't know.
Well, look, I agree. We are really happy to get the press pass to the White House, but we totally understand that the way things are, the way the mainstream media can play things, Donald Trump doesn't need that on top of everything that's on his plate. If we're causing trouble for him by being in the press pool, we'll remove ourselves and let him, you know, not have that extra thing to worry about, despite the fact that it is completely unfair that we are treated as such a pariah. But, you know, we're not CNN. We're not going to cry about it. We're just going to move on and you know, try to do our best, despite the fact that we are constantly being shut down by pretty much every branch of the establishment. No branch excluded from that. Thanks so much for the call, Franklin. Let's go to Gabrielle in California, who wants to talk about patriotic nationalism. Is that a thing? I don't know. Apparently Macron says that's not a thing.
Good morning, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call.
That's
yes,
good.
I'm coming to you from the left coast. I happen to hold office out here in California, and I'm a conservative Republican who is a proud nationalist. If it matters, I am a brown nationalist because I'm also of Hispanic descent. So this notion that nationalism is equated with some racist or supremacist title is ridiculous. And I got to tell you something, Harrison. This is very typical of the left, the socialists. They always hijack the language. This Macron character insisting that nationalism is a betrayal. No, globalism
right.
is a betrayal to patriotism. You know,
it's so obvious. It's in the name itself. Like, how can you deny that?
Yeah, I've always equated nationalism with patriotism. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Of course it does.
Hey, and one more thing, too. You know, as a public servant, I don't consider myself a public official. That's the problem. These people that consider themselves public officials, it goes to their head, and they think they're above everyone else. No. We are servants. We are public servants. And in order to be a good public servant, we need to rely on the honor system. You know, our country, I really believe our founding fathers built this country on the honor system. And what's happening now, the failure of our system, is we have dishonorable people that have gotten into government, like this person, supervisor of elections or whatever her name is in Broward. Wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree with you 100%. I think that is absolutely at the root of our problem, is a lack of honor. People don't even know what honor is anymore. How could you, if you grow up in a world of you know, plastic and cartoons? And I mean, there's no basis in reality, and honor really is the basis of civilization and society. And I completely agree with you 100%. That's Gabriel in California. Thank you so much for the call. That's going to do it for the show today. This has been the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. Please stay tuned for Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show, which starts in just a few minutes. And I'll just say to the caller just before that, yeah, last time I came up with the word, the term cultural predators. And really, I think that is the correct thing to call them. I totally agree. They act more like hyenas. They are more like vultures, just coming in and trying to dig at the carcass and scare off the lions who deserve the kill. But, you know, it's cultural predation. It's this idea of that people coming in and trying to change your culture. It's wrong for America to go into another country and try to change their culture. It's wrong for another culture to come into America and try to change ours. Everybody just stick to your own. You know, you can share a little bit. Diversity's good, but to come in and try to destroy someone else's culture is, you know, just one of the worst things you can possibly do. And that's what they're trying to do to us. Thanks for joining us. This has been Harrison Smith, Infowars.com/show. See you next time.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.